Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Something horrible's happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
Something bad has happened.
You okay?
I gotta show you something.
Oh, goodness. He's getting up. What?
What are you doing? I'm reaching in my pocket.
Okay.
What do I have in my pocket?
You got some Lifesaver mints, quite a few Lifesaver. Why do you have all those?
The transformation is beginning.
You walking around with mints in your pocket?
Transformation into an old man.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the notes there.
Yeah, and I walk around with mints in my pocket.
That's like 10 individually wrapped Lifesaver mints.
I got one on hand whenever I need a mint. The transformation is happening.
Just in case you need to start up a conversation and you need fresh breath.
Need a mint. That's what old guys do. If I had a shirt, I have a polo shirt on today. If I had the little pocket up front, I'd probably put like a glasses case in that.
Absolutely.
And some mints. Some Werther's Originals in there.
I need to go buy you some black licorice you can snack on.
Oh, I've noticed this like over the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
Nicole bought a big bag of the Lifesavers mints at Sam's.
And
I'm throwing them in my pocket constantly now. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what my grandpa used to do. Grandpa would always have a mint or a piece of gum or a candy in his pocket. And he would always be, eating it or handing you one random pocket candy,
Oh,
no.
A used tissue you offer to other people? Is that going to come next?
No. What is going on right now?
Ah, you're starting to get those old man tendencies.
So Nick Nack really hates it because, she'll throw a load of jeans or something into the wash and she goes and pulls them out and there's candy in there.
You can't even remember to take it out.
It's all
you're even
sticky in there.
Losing your memory. Oh my God. Is she using the washing machine right though? I guess that's my next question.
What do you mean?
Well, there's this story rolling around about a woman who finally found out that she actually got the shock of a lifetime because she's been using one of her settings on her washer wrong for years. And I read the story and I was like,
is there a candy cycle?
Holy crap. there should be. There should be at least a reminder to check the pockets. But she said she was today years old when she found out that heavy on your washing machine meant heavy items being washed. That's what she thought. It's actually heavily soiled items. So it's things
that
I
thought
get
it was bigger
oil
things.
On them. Things that are
my mother-in-law's clothes.
Concentrated.
It's the heavy cycle.
Not the things that weigh a lot. That's what she thought. And honestly, when I looked at my cycle, that's what I thought it meant also. Heavy is that this is where the heavy clothes go in, right?
I don't
want
to hear how heavy your cycle is
Well, no, but I'm just saying, the blankets and things that you put in and think that those weigh a lot.
That's your comforters,
that
right?
That should be the heavy cycle. No, it's not.
Just for extra dirt?
Extra dirt. So if you are a mechanic, if you, kids, uniforms when they play soccer, those things should go in the heavy cycle, not your big heavy blankets and towels. And it blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. And so many people came out and said it. I mean, there's a 66-year-old woman who was like, I am 66 years old learning this today.
Who's using the different cycles, though, is my question. There's the delicate, there's the quick, there's the heavy.
What do you mean?
Normal 24/7.
I was going to say, I don't change it.
Every load I put in is normal.
Normal.
No. It's crazy talk. Are you for real?
Just come smell my clothes.
Are you for real?
You can use normal
now?
On every cycle.
No,
yeah.
No. Oh, my gosh. No. You need to change the settings on the temperature as well as what cycle you're going to set it on.
I adjust temperature for various things.
Well, I know, but normal's only for your clothes. Now you know what heavy's for. There's bulky, and that's where the, blankets and whatnot are put into.
It's all crap. It's all the same cycle.
Because each cycle does different things. The wash is longer for the heavily soiled ones. It's got hotter temperature for towels and blankets.
How soiled are your clothes?
Well, that's the thing.
Don't answer that.
Your regular clothes are
I know how you eat.
That's
the normal your delicates probably should be washed on heavy is my
you should talk about my delicates.
Assumption that your delicates are heavily soiled is my just a hunch.
No, those are.
You're like, whatever. Granny panties.
No.
You know what drives my wife insane is, I'm a big fan of every man on the planet. I end up with a pile on my floor. It's next to the bed. It's just a pile. Or it's on a chair, or I leave things in the bathroom.
Totally.
And it pisses her off because she'll go do the laundry, and she's like, I'm not sorting through all your stuff that's laying everywhere in the room. So she generally gathers everything up and throws it in one pile, right? I think probably many wives do that. You just throw it into a pile on the floor. So I'll walk in on a day where I'm like, you know, that pile's gotten big enough. I will scoop everything up, go down, shove it all in the wash, from towels to jeans to hoodies to underpants, whatever, all in there, normal, on cold, and wash it. And it all comes out just fine.
This shocks
me. One big load, done and done.
This actually shocks me about you. Like, you are such a control...
I'm a time saver.
I just thought for sure you'd be separating your darks and your whites. And
no, you know, I'll just do one gigantic... clothes load and be done with it.
I'm a little disappointed.
You should be a little shocked.
I'm just a little.
We've been fed these lies for years and years that you have to do different cycles and different temperatures and all that. One load, one heat setting, whatever it is, 50 minutes, done and done. Move on with your life.
I don't know if I agree.
Make sure you get all the candy out of the pockets.
That part, though.
I know. I just blew your mind, right? Shocking.
A little bit.
Hi, Val.
Hi, Jeremy.
You mad at me?
You're nuts.
You're nuts.
Tell him, Val.
That is so crazy.
Why?
I mean, you cannot put towels have a different fabric on it. Jeans have a different fabric on it. Then you got your nice clothes. And then you got your T-shirts. It's like... Oh, my God, that's crazy. Just because the laundry says 15 loads can go in there doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah.
No, and here's a little fun fact. You can actually put 20 loads in there all at once.
No, you can't.
I know. It drives me nuts when my kids do that.
Listen.
It just drives me nuts.
My clothes look perfectly fine. They smell fresh and clean. They're not spotted and stained. It works every single time.
Yeah, I will
There's no difference.
Val, his
They're
clothes...
They're only not spotted and stained because you know how to eat.
No, I soil myself constantly, Val. What were you going to say, Katie?
You know, your clothes are in tip-top shape, which is what shocks me. I just assume Knick-Knack did them. But to know that you're just throwing all your clothes in at once, I'm surprised your whites aren't pink. Seriously.
And then your whites turn gray.
Yes, they turn
dingy. Whatever color.
Yeah.
No. As long as you're
buy a white shirt if you're going to do that?
There's one caveat. Like, if I get a new shirt or something, I will make sure it is in a load that Knick-Knack separates, like maybe in the darks or something like that, because I know better that if I get a bright red shirt that's brand new, I don't want to put that in with everything because I know the colors will bleed. That's just because it's new, right? But once that baby's been through the wash two or three times, ain't no bleeding going on altogether. Val.
Your side.
Val, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. I want you, listen, I like you. You were very brave to call in. I want you to be very brave the next time you do laundry and just try it one time.
Can't.
Don't do it, Val. Don't listen to him.
Val, don't ever.
I even use different laundry stuff for different looks.
Be brave. You're wasting money. You're wasting time. Please, just once.
I love how uncomfortable.
Val, don't ever call us again, Val. You
know, underwear and towels together. I couldn't do it.
No.
All right. All right, ooh. You know what? You're throwing money away and you're throwing time away, Val. So you do you. But listen, it was very kind of you to call in today.
Have a great day.
Awesome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Val.
I feel like I ruined her life. Does anyone get that vibe off of Val? Like I completely ruined her life?
She was so disappointed in you.
The sigh.
This
is
nuts.